Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Marketing, Advertising, and Public Relations Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 22nd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of marketing, advertising, and public relations news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Intention.ly wins prestigious Gramercy Institute Financial Content Marketing Award. Intention.ly, the go-to growth engine for financial services firms, has won the 2025 Gramercy Institute Financial Content Marketing Award in the Wealth Management Business to Intermediary category for their work with integrated partners on the Organic Growth Toolkit. The award recognizes excellence in financial content marketing, judged by leaders in the financial services industry. The Organic Growth Toolkit helped financial advisors accelerate business growth through various strategies and captured 168 qualified leads at a cost per lead of $142.70. The success of the toolkit led integrated partners to use it in advisor recruitment efforts. Intention.ly's CEO, Kelly Waltrich, emphasized the importance of providing value over sales pitches. The winning entry transformed traditional sales collateral into a strategic resource backed by proprietary data. For more information about Intention.ly, visit their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Marketing, Advertising, and Public Relations Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.